The state of Michigan today released a draft independent risk analysis for Enbridge Line 5, a study done by a team led by Dr. Guy Meadows of Michigan Tech University. They modeled over 4,000 spill scenarios to figure out just how much damage a Line 5 spill in the Straits would cause. To help us understand the findings, Drew Youngdyke of the National Wildlife Federation is with us. So Dr. Meadows and his team looked at worst-case assumptions in a potential Line 5 spill. What does this mean exactly?
Well, when they're looking at worst-case assumptions, they're trying to get at the largest foreseeable discharge of oil, including from a fire or explosion in adverse weather conditions.
Okay.
That's the way they termed it. They're looking to see what's the worst that could happen.
And certainly consequences, before we talk about them, big consequences, as this report tells. But it talks about events with low probabilities of occurring, but high consequences?
Yes. So, you know, if you're looking at whether or not this could actually happen, they might say it's a low probability. But if it does, what are the worst things that could happen? I think for context with that, though, it's important to remember that they estimated in a previous report that an anchor strike was a low probability of happening, and it happened 6 months later.
All right. So let's talk about consequences, even though we're saying this is unlikely to happen, but consequences, if it did, would be huge. What about consequences for wildlife and habitat in the Great Lakes? What did the researchers find?
Well, they found that there was up to 60,000 acres of critical habitat throughout this area where oil could get onto the shoreline. When you look at impacts to wildlife, it's not just the shoreline habitat, though, but it's also the surface area. It's also the subsurface water. You have fish, you have wildlife. It's a whole interconnected chain. While it may only impact, for instance, a spawning site where a river mouth meets the Great Lakes, that spawning site can be used for fish that travel a much wider range than you would actually find the oil.
As far as the amount of oil that could be spilled, how many species of animals could be affected, what do we have?
Well, what they're estimating is worst-case scenario over 2.4 million gallons of oil. I think it's important to note that one of their assumptions, though, is that Enbridge would detect a leak within 5 minutes or less. We question that only because it took them 17 hours to detect the leak in the Enbridge Kalamazoo River oil spill back in 2010. And it took them weeks, really, to fully assess the damage from the anchor strike just recently. So even the worst case scenario here may be at the low end of the scale.
Okay. How do you feel about what's in this independent risk analysis? I mean, do you accept these findings?
Well, you know, just jumping into it, until we have a chance to fully analyze a full report.
It just came out in hundreds of pages, yes.
But
thinking of the researcher, Dr. Meadows, thinking of...
Who has an absolutely excellent reputation. You know, we mentioned that there may be an underestimate on the amount of time it takes Enbridge to detect the spill. If it takes them longer to detect the spill, then these numbers are going to get bigger. But even the numbers that are contained in this report are absolutely frightening. You know, what you're looking at is over 1,000 square miles of Lakes Huron and Michigan that the surface could be impacted, over 400 miles of Lake Michigan and Lake Huron beaches contaminated with oil. As we mentioned, 60,000 acres of habitat, 47 species of concern throughout the Great Lakes, over $1.8 billion in economic harm. And that doesn't take into account, and they mention it here in the report, the cultural and tribal resources that you cannot replace, no matter how much money you throw at it.
What next? I know that the state is preparing to make a decision on Line 5 that's expected to come by October 1st. What do you watch for?
We're looking for them to make sure that they take the threat as seriously as the risks. So what we have called for and what we've long called for is we really need an immediate shutdown temporarily. And during that shutdown, we need a permanent decommissioning planned. There's been talk about a tunnel. However, a tunnel could be 10 years out. We can't wait 10 years while this risk persists. Whatever happens with that, we need an immediate shutdown and a decommissioning immediately from now until then.
Drew Youngdyke with the National Wildlife Federation, thank you so much.
Thank you.
The public now has 30 days to comment on this draft risk analysis, after which the team will issue a final report by September 15th. The state will then require Enbridge to detail just how it would cover losses to public and private property should worst-case scenarios play out. We reached out to Enbridge spokesperson Ryan Duffy for comment, and here is what he said.
The scenarios that were looked at in this report, you know, they're purely hypothetical, and the probability of some of these events actually occurring. It's extraordinarily unlikely because partly we operate our pipelines and Line 5 with multiple layers of safety in mind.
And you'll find Enbridge's full statement online soon at michiganradio.org. And a reminder, Enbridge Energy is a financial supporter of Michigan Radio.